Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a sprinkle of real talk. Today's topic? Something we all need more of. Self-compassion and kindness. Because let's be honest, sometimes life throws us curveballs, right? And in those moments, it's so easy to get caught up in the negativity spiral, beating ourselves up for every little mistake. But here's the thing. You deserve a break. You deserve a little love from yourself, even when things aren't going your way. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Think about it. Ever had a bestie mess up? Did you immediately launch into criticism, or did you try to understand their perspective, offer support, and remind them of their strengths? Exactly. You wouldn't pile on your best friend when they stumble, so why do we do that to ourselves all the time? We have to ditch the inner critic, folks. That voice in your head that's always pointing out flaws, silence it. Replace those harsh judgments with words of encouragement and understanding. Remember, you're human. You're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. It's part of being alive. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. Number 1. Acknowledge your feelings. It's so easy to try and push down negative emotions, but bottling them up just creates more stress. Instead, allow yourself to feel what you're feeling: sadness, anger, frustration, without judgment. Name those emotions, acknowledge their existence, and let them flow through you. Think of it like a wave. It comes crashing in, but then it recedes. Number 2. Practice self-kindness. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to someone you love. Would you say harsh things to your friend going through a tough time? Nope. So why are you saying those things to yourself? Treat yourself with the same compassion, understanding, and support you would offer others. Number 3. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of yours, big or small, and remind yourself of them regularly. Celebrating your accomplishments, no matter how small, helps build self-esteem and cultivates that feeling of "I've got this." Number 4. Set realistic expectations. Perfection is a myth. Striving for unrealistic goals only sets you up for disappointment and feelings of inadequacy. Remember, progress over perfection is the key. Celebrate small wins, learn from setbacks, and keep moving forward at your own pace. You are capable, but you're human too. Give yourself grace. Number 5. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment helps you detach from negative thought patterns and cultivate a sense of peace. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply observe your surroundings, your breath, and your thoughts without judgment. You know that feeling when you're drowning in stress, deadlines are looming, and everything feels overwhelming? Imagine instead of spiraling into panic, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the stress, and say to yourself, "Okay, this is challenging, but I can handle it." One step at a time. That's self-compassion in action, finding strength and resilience within yourself amidst the chaos. Think about a recent situation where you were hard on yourself. Maybe you didn't meet a deadline, made a social blunder, or just felt like everything was going wrong. Now, imagine rewinding that moment and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend. Would you judge them so harshly? Probably not. So why are we doing that to ourselves? Self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about accepting yourself, flaws and all, and treating yourself with love and understanding. It's about recognizing that you're human, you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. So remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion. Start practicing these principles today and watch how it transforms your relationship with yourself and the world around you. Now go out there, be kind to yourselves, and rock your day. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use a dose of self-love. Leave a review. Join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this positivity train rolling. See you in tomorrow's episode for another dose of Stoic power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.